On this Thursday, let's take a look at the weather forecast with Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, it's a gorgeous day here. I hope you are having a good day there in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day here. We even have winds from the west, so no lake breeze. Real nice outside.
All right, so it's nice. However, it's supposed to get cold, and I know producers are a little worried. Where are the coldest temperatures due across the Corn Belt?
They're basically going to be in the northern and eastern growing areas. The first areas to fall below freezing will be in Minnesota and the Dakotas tomorrow, and then across the eastern Corn Belt on Saturday. The coldest overall temperatures will be in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, the northeast half of Illinois, and then again in Minnesota and the Dakotas. Temperatures should fall anywhere down to between 26 and 30 degrees, with the coldest weather in the northern areas of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and then with most of the Corn Belt being closer to that 27 to 29, maybe 30 or 31 degree range. So it will be below freezing, but it won't be way below freezing, around 20 or something like that.
Yeah, so it's also important to remember while the numbers for planting, especially, for instance, in Minnesota, for corn are really high, and across the Corn Belt, for that matter, it's emergence that will matter for corn, at least at this point, and that would have to be, well, the corn out of the ground and growing degree days would have to have had piled up. So we'll see what this looks like going forward in the aftermath, if anything at all. I do want to talk about some other places in the United States that there have been concerns. The hard red winter wheat belt, parts of it were dry. Are they getting rainfall?
Well, they've been getting rain over the last 5 to 7 days. So things have been improving a little bit. But we want to emphasize a little bit because we've not been seeing widespread big chunks of rain focusing right in on the driest areas. It was only about 5 days ago that the coverage of 30-day dryness on the hard red winter wheat crop was the highest of any day in May, going all the way back to 2012. And that was when 76% of the crop had been drier than normal on May 2nd. Now, it did rain a little bit, and the proportion has dropped down about 10 points. And so as of yesterday morning, only 66% of the crop was drier than normal, but it's still very high compared to most of the past years, going back again to 2012. Now, it is raining out there a bit today. We have more rain on the way coming up Monday and Tuesday. But the reason that we're not as concerned as we were a week ago is because it looks like we're going to move into a fairly wet period across the plains and across the Corn Belt, for that matter, starting up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, and then continuing for about 5 to 10 days. Temperatures that are very cool now are going to turn a lot warmer, and with that warmer air mass, we'll see waves of energy move across the top of the warmth, and that's a recipe for thunderstorm clusters. We think we'll see a lot of them, and most areas are going to turn a lot wetter, and that does include some of those drought-stricken areas of the plains.
It appears that some of the areas in Europe, the Ukraine, Russia, Eastern Europe, have gotten some rainfall that will have been helpful to alleviate really good dry conditions there. What's your assessment?
Well, you're absolutely right in that they have seen some decent rainfall, especially across the European Union. If you look at it over the most recent 14-day period, you'll clearly see that the coverage of dryness on the winter wheat crop has dropped off fairly dramatically, from including about 90% of the crop a week ago to only 25% of the crop today. So that's a big improvement. But if you look at it over the last 60 days, so we're talking about a rolling window here, going back 60 days in the past, the coverage of dryness over the last week has actually shot way higher and is currently the highest it's been over the entire growing season. And what that means is that even though it's rained a lot over the last 2 weeks, it hasn't been enough to wipe out some of the 60-day dryness deficits, and they've actually gotten much worse as we remove some of the rains from back in February and March from our calculation. So this is just telling you that even though it is raining in the European Union, we're going to need to see more. We can see pretty clearly that France, which is the number one producing country of the EU, is going to see a lot of rain over the next week. A big system moves through Sunday and Monday, and then another one comes through a few days later. In Germany and Poland, where we also need rain, it's kind of a mixed bag with some areas to see rain and some areas to miss out. And it's also a mixed bag as you move further to the east across Ukraine and Russia. Some of those areas also saw some decent rainfall, And it's even raining pretty heavily as we speak now across the very eastern edge of the winter wheat belt in Russia. But we're going to need to see more. And as we move forward, we're just going to see scattered showers here and there. So certainly beneficial rains have happened, but we'd like to see more to really wipe out the dryness story. And it's a mixed bag over the next week or two.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, that sounds great. Look forward to it.
That, of course, is Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.